explain that. It looks like I explained it after this slide, though. So this is a slide where now I've looked up the energies of more excited states of helium. So there are databases of atomic energy levels. So there's this one from NIST where there's all the atoms. You can click on an atom, and when you do, you get a list of energy levels. So the one at the top is the ground state, and that's 1s2. There are two electrons in the 1s. And its energy in this scheme, they've set the zero of energy just to be the ground state energy. And then there are two states labeled 1s2. And these are the singlet and triplet states. The one with the lower energy is the triplet state, and the higher energy is the singlet state. And here, energies are given in inverse centimeters. So energy, we often think about as h times the frequency, but you can also write that as hc over lambda. And so if you know the wavelength of light that you shine on the atom, you can measure it in wavelengths, measure it in centimeters, turn that upside down, and that gives inverse centimeters. It's not my favorite units for energy, but it's what spectroscopists usually use, inverse centimeters. But these are the energy levels of helium. And if you had a gas of helium and you were to shine, you have some kind of tunable laser, you would see absorption when the photon energy matches a difference between these energy levels. You see that there's a lot of digits given. You can calculate these things very exactly, and you can also measure in a spectroscopy experiment very exactly. And so quantum mechanics is very good at predicting these energy levels. In this column, the names of the energy levels are given in terms of the simple approximation that I used. These names are the product states that solve the Hamiltonian where we neglect the electron-electron interaction. And the energies over here on the right are the more difficult to find wave functions that aren't, you can't express in terms of simple functions. But it's still possible to use these names because this approximation isn't really so bad. And when you look at the spectrum that you get from this kind of naming, it gives you when you see this, then people know what state you're talking about, even though they've calculated using a more complicated a wave function. It's still got an energy that's pretty close to these energies, so you can figure out which state it corresponds to.